News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning, good morning. Now that I'm in the 8th percentile of citizens of the city of Mobile, with the things not getting lifted out of their yard. But actually, I got some of it was taken away yesterday. So I was just on the text line with some friends. We're all trying to figure out what's next. I think I'm going to take the bag stuff to the park and be done with the whole thing just like that, right? FM Talk 106.5. First, let's get you off and away with traffic in Kane.
Good morning from the Bayshore Finance Traffic Center. Working an accident at Spring Hill Memorial Drive in the West I-65 Service Road. Range Line and Abigail Drive, one with injuries. Northbound 65 ramp to Dolphin Street and Hamilton Boulevard and Range Line Road. Or other accidents still in the clearing stages. Bayshore Finance at the West I-65 Service Road is locally owned and operated and has over 80 years of combined local experience to serve you. Let them help you get your credit back on track. See them if you're stuck in a title pawn, need a loan, or need a car financed. Online at BayshoreFi.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, CPCTech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Three big things we're looking at FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Stimulus update. It's Pelosi and Mnuchin narrow differences. Strange political football being played there. Jones and Tuberville released contrasting internal polls, and it's having an effect nationally, too. And I'll tell you about what I heard on a podcast trying to fall asleep last night.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like, wait a minute, did they just talk about Doug Jones? And they did. And the sound of silence. So what's happening is, yes, indeed, there is going to be a mute button on both of the president and the presidential candidates' mics at the debate on Thursday.
Yeah. The Commission on Presidential Debates yesterday announced that during the two-minute response times that are allotted to each of the candidates on Thursday night's debate in Nashville, they will mute President Trump while former Vice President Joe Biden is speaking and mute former Vice President Joe Biden while Trump is speaking. The Commission said in a statement that it had, quote, determined that it is appropriate to adopt measures intended to promote adherence to agreed-upon rules and inappropriate to make changes to those rules. Also included in the debate, they're going to have an open discussion forum that will not include the mute option. So the plan right now for Thursday night's debate, 6 15-minute segments totaling 90 minutes in all, just like the first debate we saw with Chris Wallace as the moderator. And the way it seems to me is the moderator will ask a question of one candidate. A candidate will get 2 minutes to speak while the other one's muted. After that, the other candidate gets 2 minutes while the former speaker is muted, and then after that, for the remaining 15 minutes, it's a free fall like we saw on the first night.
Yeah, I think basically it is it's an adjustment to what they saw on the first debate.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't expecting what they got in the first debate, so they didn't have any mute buttons because they thought everybody was going to kind of behave, and that wasn't, they didn't foresee what was easily foreseeable
right
in the behavior of Well, one or both.
Right, yeah. And the president's campaign released a bit of a fiery statement. They said President Trump is committed to debating Joe Biden regardless of last-minute rule changes from the biased commission in their latest attempt to provide advantage to their favored candidate. Meanwhile, the Biden campaign seemed to be okay with the new changes.
They're shutting it down. What do they call that again? He's putting a cap
putting a
on
lid
it.
Lid on the campaign.
So lids on the campaign until the debate itself.
Right, and we saw this going into the first debate. Biden took quite a few days off from the campaign trail, and that's basically, I think, what putting a lid on media events means, is that he just will not be available to media. He won't be out speaking or doing any campaigning, which means he's likely preparing for Thursday night's debate. So as the president makes a trip to Pennsylvania tonight after visiting Arizona yesterday, and who knows where he'll be the rest of the week as he heads into Thursday, then the president continues to campaign as Joe Biden prepares for this debate.
Yeah, I call Biden is primping for the prom, and he's getting ready for the prom, get all nice and squared away and all. Meanwhile, Trump is just on fire. He was in Arizona yesterday.
Under my leadership, prosperity will surge. What we've done in the last 3.5 years has been incredible. Nobody's ever done what we've done. There is no administration that's accomplished what we've accomplished in the first 3.5 years, not even Trump's. Optimism will boom. The pandemic, it's rounding the turn. Vaccines are coming. And I look fine, don't I? You know. And we'll get back to a normal life. That's what we want. Just a normal, just 7 months ago, we want to get back. It will be better than that very soon. We built a foundation that's so strong. And you see what's happening? Stock market through the roof. Your 401ks through the roof. Your stocks through the roof. Your housing through the roof. Everything is good. Your optimism. And what about 56% of the people? Just a Gallup poll just came out. 56% of the people say they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. And we have a pandemic.
Yeah, we do. And so he also, it was a phone conversation I think he had where he was talking about people are tired of Fauci and those clowns. So he doesn't want, you know, obviously he doesn't like a lot of, it's hard to say he doesn't like negativity because he stirs things up to the point there's enough to give you heartburn. But he likes the news to be positive. And even if he's got to deliver it in a very fiery way, he doesn't want somebody coming in, tamping things down, saying we have to be careful. He thinks that's just a problem, and he said so in a phone conversation.
Yeah, so the president's comments on Dr. Fauci came in an all-staff campaign call.
How does
yesterday.
That get released?
Well, there were reporters on the call, and Trump even, you know, acknowledged that there was probably a reporter listening. He said, if there's a reporter on, you could have it just the way I said it. I couldn't care less. But one of the things he said, people are tired of COVID, yet there's going to be spikes. There's going to be no spikes. There's going to be vaccines with or without vaccines. People are tired of COVID. And he said, I have the biggest rallies I've ever had, and we have COVID. People are saying, whatever, just leave us alone. They're tired of it. But he called Fauci a disaster and said if he'd listened to Fauci, there'd be 500,000 deaths. And then he said 700,000 or 800,000 deaths. So the president going after Anthony Fauci after Fauci kind of made the rounds on the news this weekend with his appearance on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
That certainly made the news yesterday.
Yep.
And Pelosi and Mnuchin also in the news as they try to, or at least give the appearance that they're working on a new stimulus relief package. So you mentioned earlier, Dan, that stocks fell yesterday. There's been some pessimism over the outlook for this new stimulus deal. And after those stocks fell, the deputy chief of staff for Pelosi tweeted, the speaker and Secretary Mnuchin spoke at 3 p.m. today for approximately 53 minutes. In this call, they continued to narrow their differences. He said that Pelosi has tasked committee chairs to reconcile difference with their GOP counterparts on key areas. And, you know, these are talking points coming from Pelosi's camp. And you have talking points from the other side also. Mark Meadows took to the airwaves yesterday. He's the White House Chief of Staff, and in that announcement, he delivered a pretty optimistic appraisal and promised larger direct payments for families than the $1,200 per adult and $500 per child that was delivered this spring. He said, "We remain committed to negotiating and also committed to making sure that we get a deal as quickly as possible. If Nancy Pelosi will be reasonable, she'll find the President of the United States to be reasonable, and we'll get something across the finish line." But time is running out, and Pelosi set an informal deadline for tonight, Tuesday night, for these talks to wrap up if it was going to lead to any legislation for this stimulus relief package before the election. Not sure how far apart they are now after Pelosi and Mnuchin spoke for 53 minutes yesterday.
That's not a lot of time.
Hammered
out that you've been dealing with for months.
It appears it's a long shot that this stimulus package will be hammered out before the November 3rd election.
If they're listening in Washington, D.C., taking notes, listening to FM Talk 106.5, you know, I'm sure they do, you want to please make note, what is it, $500 per kid?
Mm-hmm.
Per child?
Yes.
So I've got seven kids under the age of 12, so keep that in mind. 716 FM Talk 106.5, and we've got Auburn Sports Today, sports and updates from the Plains on the way.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The former Spanish Fort City magistrate who accused the city's mayor of slapping her says she is disappointed with the not guilty verdict. Lindsay Cooper says Judge James Reed did not allow some key evidence to be presented during the trial. Judge Reed found Mayor McMillan not guilty of criminal harassment. The Davidson High School varsity football team will forfeit tonight's game against Fairhope High School due to COVID-19. At least one player has tested positive for the virus, and the school has ordered 20 players who have been in direct contact with that player to quarantine. Coach Rick Cauley plans to continue practice with hopes the team can still take on Mary G. Montgomery on Saturday. CVS is hiring 10,000 workers ahead of flu season. The company needs help administering coronavirus tests and flu shots. CVS is also recruiting several thousand work-from-home customer service representatives. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The Greater Gulf State Fair is here. Enjoy all your favorite fair foods and rides October 30th through November 15th. Open Wednesdays through Sundays. Safety precautions are ongoing with continuous sanitation so we can all enjoy one of Mobile's oldest traditions. Bring your friends, bring the family. Enjoy the largest midway on the Gulf Coast. Don't wait till the gate. Purchase tickets now at GreaterGulfStateFair.com.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at Pro 10 Window Tinting because they love America too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And Pro 10 backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call Pro 10 Window Tinting, 802-1234. Paid for by the Committee Against Bad Tinting, 220 Portside Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Some people say bigger is better. When it comes to buying a home, a TV, or an ice cream sundae, wouldn't you rather go big? Insurance companies think that because they're bigger, they can pay injured people less than what they really deserve. But guess what? We're big too. As America's largest personal injury firm, we know that our size matters. If you're going up against a big insurance company, you need a big firm fighting for you. If we win big, you win big.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
It is time for Auburn Sports Today. It's 7:19 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football goes back to work today to prepare for Saturday's game at Ole Miss. Gus Malzahn's club with a keen focus on cashing in drives.
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, we're going to have a real strong focus of inside the 10-yard line. You know, we've had a few struggles kicking too many field goals, so we'll focus on that. You know, that's something that not having spring and all that, everything's accelerated, and so we just got to put together a great plan and be more efficient, because, you know, not just this game, but, you know, there's quite a few points being scored in our league, so you got to capitalize when you get inside the 10 with touchdowns.
Saturday's game kicks just after 11 a.m. from Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in Oxford. Today's press conference day, so the head coach will have more to say today about the Rebels in Saturday's matchup. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Two games for Auburn soccer last week, two shutout victories. Sarah Houchin has been recognized as the SEC Defensive Player of the Week.
Her ability to move her feet, her ability to block shots, her individual defending was incredible because we were obviously oftentimes even matched trying to defend. Usually when you defend, you want an extra player, so you always have cover. And we didn't have that luxury being down a man at Georgia and them throwing so many numbers forward. And Sarah Houchin was just the calm in the storm and led our team to those two victories, no doubt about it.
Karen Hoppe's team is back in action Saturday against Kentucky. It'll be a 6 o'clock start at the AU Soccer Complex Saturday night. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Don Davis, Chief Election Officer of Mobile County. If you are concerned about voting in person for the upcoming election, you should vote by absentee ballot. Please know that all Mobile County public libraries provide free copy and notary services. Curbside service is available upon request. We want to make sure that all registered voters have the opportunity to cast their vote. Remember, every vote counts.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Good morning for the TaylorMartino.com Traffic Center. Working an accident at Springham Memorial Drive in the West I-65 Service Road. Wrapping up one with injuries in Hamilton Boulevard and Rangeline and Abigail Drive. Also northbound 65 ramp to Dolphin Street. Just waiting for the wreckers as traffic building across to Bayway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, the Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning, y'all. FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings. It is 6:24 on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Norwig. And we want you to get online. Check out what we've got. What we've got online right now is, and I'm thinking of my main man, little Charlie Brennan. So I put him in his referee outfit, and it no longer fits. He's grown too much as a little puppy, so he's already, he was restricted in saying, I can't even make a call here. I can't blow the whistle. My arms are too tight.
Too many bacon strips.
Too many bacon strips for Charlie Brennan, but I'm going to get him another referee costume.
Yeah, and that's why you also, maybe you could pass that down to someone else who is in need of
It is. Yeah, if you had a tiny, tiny puppy, let me know.
Because Dan has a pet costume for you. And why are we encouraging you to go out and get pet costumes?
Because you can win.
Because we have a contest going on right now on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. It's the Howl-O-Ween pet pick of the week, and the dog that is on the cover photo of this contest is the one and only Murphy Orwig, my Boston Terrier, in his skeleton costume from last year. So under the Murphy picture, if you already have maybe some pet costumes you've got set up for Halloween, take a picture of the pet and post it there, and whoever gets the most likes could be a winner. First prize, whoever gets the most likes on their pet costume picture gets pet grooming, up to $100 value from Lola Bells. Lola Bells, the sponsor of this awesome contest. The second prize, you get one session of doggy daycare from Lola Bells. And third prize, one night in the pet hotel. So fantastic prizes. And all you have to do is, you've probably already have pet costumes that you've used on your dog before. And I know 90% of the people out there are saying, no, actually I don't. There's only 10% of us crazies out there that are putting our pets in Halloween costumes.
But now there's maybe you wouldn't normally do it now because you could win.
Right, you can win. And it's an awesome, awesome prize from Lola Bell. So check that out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. And also our poll question, which you can find online at FMTalk1065.com or on the Facebook page. If the city of Mobile brings back Bayfest, would you attend? Right now, 60% of the voters on the website saying yes and 40% saying no. Meanwhile, on our Facebook page, it seems to be split pretty evenly with the yays and the nays. Lots of people commenting on whether they would attend Bayfest. For some, it depends on which bands would be invited back. Mm-hmm. For others, they just don't want the government involved at all. They're fine with a music festival, but don't want the government to be involved.
Make it a private enterprise, right?
Yeah, so you can vote on our website or on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5.
2 weeks away from the 2020 general election. In Alabama, it's a little confusing. Is Tommy Tuberville leading or is Doug Jones? I thought it was Tuberville by a lot, but the polls are a little bit confusing.
Yeah, just a few days ago, the Doug Jones campaign released an internal poll that shows him actually beating Tuberville by 1 point, and that's counter to all the other polls that we've seen, but he has 48% in his poll that say they're voting for Doug Jones, 47% for Tommy Tuberville, and 5% that are undecided. Now, in a recently released Morning Consult poll, that shows Jones losing by 17 points to Tuberville, and a poll from Auburn back in October, which would be this month, poll from Auburn this month shows Jones 12 points behind Tuberville. But what's interesting is Tuberville's internal campaign, they also released some poll numbers that show them up by around 15 points. However, the Tuberville campaign is using the poll that Jones' camp is using that shows Jones ahead by 1 point, saying that they could be in danger and are needing some campaign
funds.
So
yeah,
using the Jones poll that shows Tuberville behind to raise money for the campaign, but actually using their own internal polling that shows Tuberville up 15 points when asked by the media.
They're like, we really know what is going on here, but if you want to give us some money.
Yeah.
I heard a national broadcast, a podcast, really talking about this, and they were looking at the poll, the internal poll from Jones saying, is that possible that Jones could win? I was thinking, what are you talking about? So, yeah, his poll says he leads by one. Crazy. FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and we've got news, weather, and traffic straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The former Spanish Fort City magistrate who accused the city's mayor of slapping her says she is disappointed with the not guilty verdict. Lindsay Cooper says Judge James Reed did not allow some key evidence to be presented during the trial. Judge Reed found Mayor McMillan not guilty of criminal harassment. The Davidson High School varsity football team will forfeit tonight's game against Fairhope High School due to COVID-19. At least one player has tested positive for the virus, and the school has ordered 20 players who have been in direct contact with that player to quarantine. Coach Rick Cauley plans to continue practice with hopes the team can still take on Mary G. Montgomery on Saturday. CVS is hiring 10,000 workers ahead of flu season. The company needs help administering coronavirus tests and flu shots. CVS is also recruiting several thousand work-from-home customer service representatives. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty safe. I am so thankful. I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. ExxonMobil categorically denied that President Trump and its CEO had a call where Trump asked for campaign donations in exchange for favorable policies. The statement came after Trump said, "I'll use a company," and then suggested he could call the head of Exxon and ask for campaign donations in exchange for a couple of permits. Exxon says it was aware of the president's statement regarding a hypothetical call with its CEO, and just so we're all clear, it never happened. Federal law prohibits soliciting campaign donations in exchange for specific policy outcomes. GM is expected to reveal that it will build the Cadillac Lyriq electric SUV at its factory in Spring Hill, Tennessee. That would make Spring Hill GM's third electric vehicle factory. Pfizer and BioNTech today announced a start in Japan of combined Phase 1 and Phase 2 clinical trials of their COVID-19 vaccine. The study will recruit 160 people aged from 20 to 85. Crude oil down 4 cents at $41.02 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and proven adaptability are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's MichiganBusiness.org/radio.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com.
weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At FM Talk 106.5. Trying to figure it out. Here we go. Here we go. Dr. Bill Williams. He's ready to talk to us. Hello, Dr. Bill. Just one knob too many for me to handle there, right there.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
good
indeed.
Morning.
Good morning to you. How you doing?
So far, pretty good. And we had a really nice day yesterday. Got up to 85 degrees. You know, that was only 3 degrees away from a record. And but today, another warm day. Now, there is a slight chance, just a slight chance, we could see a shower this afternoon. But for the most part, we should have mostly sunny skies. Now, tonight, we'll cool into the 60s, but it'll be the upper 60s, so kind of mild tonight. And then tomorrow, a nice day, a little more humid. I expect plenty of sunshine tomorrow and a high of about 85, maybe even 86 degrees. Now, the rest of the week and on into the weekend, we've got some rain in the forecast. On Thursday, a few showers in the afternoon. Still plenty of sunshine, the high around 85. And then on Friday, a good chance for some showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two, especially in the afternoon. And the high temperature will be around 80 degrees. Now, after that, we've got some dry air coming in for the weekend. I expect a cold front to move in early on Saturday and then move offshore and then stall. And there's just a slight chance we could see a shower on Saturday, but the humidity will be dropping. And should be comfortable, mostly sunny, a high of about 82. And then on Sunday would be the best day for the weekend with sunny skies and low humidity, temperatures in the lower 80s. So even though a slight chance of a shower on Saturday, it still looks like a fairly good weekend.
Yeah, and you mentioned the humidity dropping with that front coming through. Now, will that just be a phase, or can we expect the humidity to be down for a while now?
Looks like it'll be good for the weekend, and then early and mid part of next week, we should get back with another chance for some rain. And it looks like the latter part of next week, we could see some pretty good, some chilly air come into our area for the second half of next week. So that could be our first really significant burst of cool, or we could call it cold air.
That's some great news. Now, this rain coming through Friday, are you expecting some pop-up showers around the area, or are we going to get some widespread rain?
Yeah, I think most areas will see some rain on Friday. And so it looks like it'll be a widespread shower activity.
Dr. Bill, as we kind of make our way through this hurricane season, what have you got out in the tropics or the Caribbean that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, we do have now another named storm, Epsilon, a tropical storm with winds of 45 miles per hour. It's about 1,000 miles approximately east of Miami, so it's way out in the Atlantic. And it'll be moving to the northwest and then the north and then northeast. It's going to be recurving out into the North Atlantic. And it looks like it'll go just east of Bermuda. But it will become a hurricane. And fortunately, it's going to stay well offshore. Shouldn't be any problem for the East Coast. There's still an area of potential development over the northwestern Caribbean. We'll watch that over the next several days. Right now, conditions are not favorable for any kind of intensification, but we'll watch it. This is an area that we tend to look at in the late portion of the hurricane season. We get into October and particularly into early November. That area is sometimes is a problem. We many times have seen tropical storms develop in that northwest Caribbean and then recurve up through the Florida Peninsula. And so we'll be looking at that for several days.
Now, tropical storm Epsilon, soon to be Hurricane Epsilon, thankfully no threat to the mainland. But, Dr. Bill, that's the 26th named storm of this Atlantic hurricane season. I guess the record was set back in 2005 with 28 named storms. You expect us to pass that record that was set back in 2005?
Well, we've got a good chance of tying it, I think, over the next few weeks. I think we'll see at least a named or maybe a couple of named storms in early November. It's been a very active season, and water temperatures are still quite warm, especially over the Gulf and the Western Caribbean. So I think we'll see a bit more activity before the season comes to an end.
Well, this record may be broken under your watch, so I guess we offer you congratulations, Dr. Bill, on a record hurricane season.
I'm not sure I want to take any have any hand in that.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
Okay, Dan.
There you go. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, a good man, keeps it calm, keeps it to, you know, doesn't let you get too worked up about things, but if you really don't want to know what's about to happen, he's about as reliable a source as you've got along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, he sure is. And you can hear him twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And weather this hour brought to you by our friends at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett and the crew, his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, do fantastic work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now, I know in this year, some people not very comfortable with being close to other people. That's why 1-800-GOT-JUNK offers no contact junk removal. So if you've got a lot of junk in your house or maybe outside of your house, a swing set that hasn't been used in years or a trampoline or maybe even a shed with stuff you don't even want that's in the shed or the shed itself, just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Let them know what you would like removed, and they will come out to your house at a scheduled time and remove that junk. And what I love best about 1-800-GOT-JUNK is they set a price and then they abide by that price. There's no late fees or any fees they add after the fact that have you scrambling and wondering, you know, why you called them in the first place. They're very upfront with how they do things and how much you're going to pay. They come and pick this stuff up conveniently and then dispose of your junk responsibly. Even if you have something that could be used by someone else, they'll take the time and take that and donate that. What is one man's junk could be another man's treasure. Well, 1-800-GOT-JUNK takes care of that for you. All you have to do to set up an appointment is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Dead votes count, too, in some states. Amazing. True, and the story is next.
Hi, I'm Martin Andrews with eGuarantee Title Company, LLC. We are excited to talk to the FM Talk 106.5 audience about what we do. Our team has been delivering proactive solutions for your real estate closing needs in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years, and our employees have over 300 years of combined experience. Our clients appreciate our flexibility in accommodating them with their busy schedules. So let us make the process easier for you. The eGuarantee Title Company. We guarantee title. That's what we do.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley, and like us on Facebook.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
From the TaylorMartino.com traffic center, working an accident still there at northbound 65 exit ramp to Dolphin Street, but it's moved off the side of the road. Spring Hill Memorial Drive at the I-65 service road, and also working accidents with injuries at Hamilton and Rangeline in Abigail Drive as traffic building in each direction across the Bayway. Are you shopping for floors? Well, Bama Flooring is a place to go. They have over 400 options of waterproof flooring with carpet, hardwoods, and laminates. See what they offer online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning from Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwick and FM Talk 106.5 with Mobile Mornings. It's 7:43. So, check this out. 17 states prohibit counting ballots cast by someone who subsequently dies before the election. So 17 states say if they're dead, that vote doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
10 states specifically allow it.
Okay.
10 states say that vote counts.
Yeah, if you get the vote in and then you die, they're going to count the vote.
They count the vote. So and the rest of the country is kind of like there is no real law. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
So some of the states went ahead and created the law. I think it's really strange the 10 states that said that vote counts, even though Joe over there is, you know, he's a goner.
Right.
But his vote does count.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think that this has ever been talked about more than this year's election with COVID-19 and the number of people that are voting early. I think the latest count, they said around 30 million people have already cast their ballots.
Which that's amazing.
That's over 20% of the total ballots counted for the 2016 election. And I know we're 2 weeks out now, but some people began filling out their ballots and sending them in weeks ago. So there's a long length of time there when you think about the country as a whole for voters who have voted to possibly pass away before the election day.
Even though a law might require such ballots to be rejected, it's likely that some could still count depending on when the person dies and when election officials find out about the death. There's a lot to this filling out your ballot early. I mean, there was 800-some up in Michigan in some vote back in the spring that were dead, that voted. It's crazy. So this is something we'll just keep an eye on, and everybody's going to be talking about it for quite some time. And then there's going to be some ballots of people who have passed away that are going to be part of this election in 2020 that comes up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, now keep in mind there is a difference in someone who actually voted and then passed away and someone who has been dead for a long time who somehow found a way to vote in the most recent election.
Well,
a little bit of a difference in those two things.
That would be called as voter fraud, right? And Mo Brooks was on the show with Jeff Poor yesterday. Mo Brooks, a U.S. representative on the Jeff Poor, and he talked about the fear of that and what he sees with this election.
Well, I have a lot of uncertainty. I don't know how it's going to end up. I see the public polling. I see some of the better conducted private polling, which shows the Republicans doing considerably better than the public polling, akin to what we saw in 2016. Whether it's good enough, I don't know. The two big wild cards are this mail-in voting scheme where people are voting early before they have full information at their disposal with which to make an informed decision, and then voter fraud. I personally believe that there's going to be more voter fraud this election than any election in the history of the United States. There are going to be more ballots that were cast and not counted, and there are going to be more people voting 2, 3, 4, or 5 times than has ever occurred before, because the lack of ballot box safeguards against the kind of voter fraud that is always conducted in elections, but never so easily and so massively as I anticipate it will be conducted in this election.
How about that? Mm. I mean, he is forecasting voter fraud, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not saying maybe, gee whiz, I hope it doesn't. No, he's like saying it's going to happen.
And it has happened. That's why he's able to speak with so much confidence.
It happened to him.
Confidence.
It happened to him years ago.
It's happened to him in the past, but also in this election or in some of the smaller races, there's been proven voter fraud. And not just Democrats, but Republicans have done it as well in the past. So there is a lot of potential for that to happen in this coming election.
Okay, we've got sports on the way. Quickly, hey, y'all, this is Dan Brennan, and I've got a word for you for Morgan Stanley. They value long-term relationships with their clients. I love that. Five Rivers Group at Morgan Stanley here in Mobile. They know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has got different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Five Rivers Group can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, your education, your wealth transfer, and other financial needs. Schedule an appointment. Call Hunt Griffith, financial advisor, at 251-470-1092. That's Hunt Griffith, 251-470-1092. Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The former Spanish Fort City magistrate who accused the city's mayor of slapping her says she is disappointed with the not guilty verdict. Lindsay Cooper says Judge James Reed did not allow some key evidence to be presented during the trial. Judge Reed found Mayor McMillan not guilty of criminal harassment. The Davidson High School varsity football team will forfeit tonight's game against Fairhope High School due to COVID-19. At least one player has tested positive for the virus, and the school has ordered 20 players who have been in direct contact with that player to quarantine. Coach Rick Cauley plans to continue practice with hopes the team can still take on Mary G. Montgomery on Saturday. CVS is hiring 10,000 workers ahead of flu season. The company needs help administering coronavirus tests and flu shots. CVS is also recruiting several thousand work-from-home customer service representatives. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Inviting someone in your home to care for a loved one is a difficult decision. I'm Daphne with Southern Cross Home Care. At Southern Cross, we offer companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers are selected for their experience and compassion. We provide ongoing training to meet the safety and needs of all of our clients. Contact us at southerncrosshomecare.com or follow us on Facebook and let our family care for your family.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Good morning, Ron. It's Dave.
Dude, what did you do now?
Since the mask ordinance started, I thought it'd be a good idea for the kids to be creative and make their own. You know, keep them entertained and safe.
Dave, that sounds inventive and fun for the kids. I may even tell my son about that.
Well, they did such a great job that I shared a video of them wearing them on TikTok.
Sounds great, Dave.
No, it wasn't. Turns out they got into Mrs. Dave's top dresser drawer. Now, all our family and friends have seen the kids dancing around wearing the wife's unmentionables as face masks. I'm going to need something really nice to get out of this one.
I know we have a beautiful vintage black onyx stone in a white and gold setting. She'll love it. I'm sure Tony, our jeweler, still has her ring size on file. I have Tony get right on it.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 7:51 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Felder Shredding. They'll come to you in their mobile shredding truck and dispose of your sensitive documents in a secure and efficient manner. Alabama quarterback Mac Jones was named the Southeastern Conference's Offensive Player of the Week for the second time this season. Jones threw for 417 yards and four touchdowns in the Tide's 41-24 victory over Georgia on Saturday. It was the third consecutive game that Jones has thrown for over 400 yards. And yeah, that's an Alabama school record. Arkansas linebacker Grant Morgan was named the SEC Defensive Player of the Week. And his teammate, Hudson Clark, was named the Freshman of the Week. Morgan had 19 tackles and a pick six in the Razorbacks' upset win over Ole Miss. The freshman, Clark, intercepted three passes. Clark was a walk-on, but after his big game Saturday, Hogs head coach Sam Pittman announced that the freshman had earned a scholarship. South Carolina freshman punter Kai Kroger was named the Special Teams Player of the Week. Kentucky tackle Landon Young, the Offensive Lineman of the Week. And Texas A&M defensive tackle Jaden Peavy, the Defensive Lineman of the Week. The Sun Belt Conference also announced its Players of the Week. And for the first time in his career, South Alabama Jaguars linebacker Riley Cole earned the honors for Defensive Player of the Week. Cole was seemingly everywhere in the Jags' 30-20 win over Texas State on Saturday. He finished with a team-high 15 tackles with 1.5 tackles for loss and has the second-highest number of tackles in the Sun Belt Conference this season.
You know, the Jags, that whole stadium, by the way, looks so good on TV.
Oh, too. Yeah.
It just presents itself beautifully, and next year when you're going to have some big crowds there, it's gonna look great for the university and for South Alabama and for Mobile.
Oh, yeah, the red, white, and blue just pop on that field.
It looks great.
It looks awesome on TV. The 2020 World Series set to begin tonight in Arlington, Texas, between the National League champion and number one seeded L.A. Dodgers and the American League champion and number one seed Tampa Bay. The Dodgers are playing in the Fall Classic for the third time in 4 years. They fell in five games to Houston in 2017 and in five games again to the Boston Red Sox the following season. L.A. favored by odds makers to beat the Rays and claim the franchise's seventh world title. But the Rays are a formidable opponent that finished the season four games better than anyone else in the American League. The Rays searching for the franchise's first championship in its 22-year history. Tonight, Clayton Kershaw is expected to get the start on the mound for the Dodgers while the Rays are countering with right-hander Tyler Glasnow. 753 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Felder Shredding.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, it's Sean for Felder Shredding, the people we choose to take care of our sensitive document disposal. Now, the radio station had years worth of documents we needed destroyed, and Bruce Gerardo with Felder did our secure document disposal on site. In these times, it's great peace of mind to count on a local company with NAID certification that guarantees the secure destruction of your sensitive documents. Plus, there's no long-term contract to sign, so get Felder Shredding to bring their mobile shredding truck to your business and shred on site. Do what we do and get Felder Shredding today.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
The design team and paper stylist at Soiree, Signatures, Invitation, and Social Stationery remind drivers that the school year has just begun and children are not always aware of traffic hazards. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and always stop when you see the flashing red lights of school buses. Make this school year safe and happy for everyone. This message provided by the design team and paper stylist at Soiree, Signatures, Invitation, and Social Stationery in Mobile, downtown Fairhope, or online.
From the Lambert's Cafe Traffic Center, northbound 65 ramp to Dolphin Street, Spring Hill Memorial Drive and I-65 Service Road, Hamilton and Rangeline and Rangeline and Abigail Drive are the latest.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings at 7:56, heading toward a little conversation with, big conversation with Quinn Hilliard. From QuinnHilliard.com. That'll come up in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, turn up your voice at 343-0106.
Yeah, and I've seen some texts this morning. We will be talking about the Hunter Biden email scandal with Quinn Hilliard coming up after 8 o'clock, so you want to check in on that. Well, Dan, both of our SEC teams suffered some losses this weekend.
Terrible loss.
Yeah, you're a Georgia guy.
I am.
I'm a Tennessee guy. But really, when it comes down to it, I just love seeing good football. At least that's what I tell myself after losses, just to make myself feel a little better. But
it was good football for Alabama. They would look good.
Well, some people take losses worse than others. And Tennessee, they did get blown out this weekend by the Kentucky Wildcats. They lost 34-7. But one Tennessee fan called into a sports talk radio show after the game and shared his story. He said, "I did something today that I've never done. I messed up and threw a beer bottle through my window, and my wife left me." He said, "I don't even drink. I had two beers. I wasn't even drunk."
Well, that was the problem, was he doesn't usually drink.
And when his wife told him she was leaving to stay at her mom's for a while, he tried to get her to stay by apologizing and telling her, "Tennessee football done this. I didn't do it." She still blamed him for the broken window and still left to stay with her mom for a few days.
That is so funny. That's the way we feel down here. That's it. FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The former Spanish Fort City magistrate who accused the city's mayor of slapping her says she is disappointed with the not guilty verdict. Lindsay Cooper says Judge James Reed did not allow some key evidence to be presented during the trial. Judge Reed found Mayor McMillan not guilty of criminal harassment. The Davidson High School varsity football team will forfeit tonight's game against Fairhope High School due to COVID-19. At least one player has tested positive for the virus, and the school has ordered 20 players who have been in direct contact with that player to quarantine. Coach Rick Cauley plans to continue practice with hopes the team can still take on Mary G. Montgomery on Saturday. CVS is hiring 10,000 workers ahead of flu season. The company needs help administering coronavirus tests and flu shots. CVS is also recruiting several thousand work-from-home customer service representatives. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A message from James Painter of Emerging Markets LLC.
It's been an interesting year for business. A complete shutdown of our country and economy, as well as geopolitical events that we haven't seen in decades. Through it all, Emerging Markets has thrived, and we're offering a free copy of our quarterly microcap stock report worth nearly $2,000. Sign up with your email and phone number online at emerging.com. emergingmarketsllc.com. Thank you, and Ward Am Eagle.
This is a paid advertisement. Please read our full disclaimer at emergingmarketsllc.com.
The United States was built on the foundations of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Millions of people have defended these pillars of our democracy.
Please remember the sacrifice made by these Americans and make time to register to vote and obtain a government photo ID so you too can vote on November 3rd.
Voting is a sacred right. Sacrifices made by those who so